Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. So, it's been a few days since we've seen each other. Lots of things have happened.
Yes, in the world. And I was going to say, we're getting better about being in sync on that intro.
Yes. And I like it. I like the off the cuff stuff.
Me too.
I like our cute little intro, and then we go right into just whatever.
Because that's kind of how I like to live, whatever.
Yeah, we're kind of, spontaneous type of people, so.
Keeps it spicy in life.
Love to be spicy.
Yep.
So, in the beginning of this podcast, we were like, I don't think we should talk about politics and things like that. But damn, there's so much going on.
I know. Can we call it current events instead of politics?
Yeah, let's do current events. Let's do factual current events.
Can I start off with something that's factual, but kind of, I don't know, it's not gossipy. I mean, it's kind of public knowledge. Have you heard about Amanda Riley?
No.
Okay, I've actually heard other people, like, on Reels and TikTok and YouTube talking about this woman. So there's this series. Hold on. Let me see if I can tell you when it's coming on. It's going to be coming on Hulu. It's called Scamanda. Scamanda. Okay, let me tell you about this girl.
How have I been on TikTok?
I don't know.
So much, and I do not know anything about this.
Okay, so let me tell you. Holy cow. This woman faked having cancer.
The hell? Who she does did. That?
Okay, listen. She didn't just fake having cancer and got some people to feel sorry for her or whatever. She legit, this went on and on and on for years. I don't know the exact number, and I don't think that anybody has been able to figure up the exact sum of money that she scammed out of people, having people say, okay, here's the deal.
This requires me to open a beer.
Get it, girl. Okay. Did you know it's not illegal to tell a lie?
Right.
Okay, it's not illegal to fake having cancer.
Okay.
But when it becomes illegal is when people send you money to pay for these treatments, and then it goes through the mail. Therefore, it becomes a federal offense, and therefore... Okay. What do they call that? Wire fraud?
Yes.
Okay, so she is in jail. She is in jail now. But this went on, like, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that she scammed out of people. She became, she was like an influencer. She had a following of people that found her to be just so inspirational. She was a whole influencer.
If y'all could see my face. I just got like, my jaw on the ground about this. This is wild.
Okay, not only that, but to make it even better, we're talking past the collection plate at church. She didn't go just to church. She went to a mega church, and they put her up on the platform, and she got to be a regular speaker. And so the church is giving her money. They're giving her gifts. She got something. I mean, how do you count that? All the gift cards, all the trips, all the airline miles, all these things, people wanting to give her her last wish and all this. And it turns out the woman never had cancer. She would go into the hospital for things like, you could go in and tell them, I have cancer and I feel dehydrated. And they'll hook you up and start, you know, they'll say, okay. Like, she was going in getting hooked up for, like, hydration, you know, getting banana bag, whatever, but then taking all these pictures to prove to everybody that she's in the hospital. And how she ended up getting caught, like, one of the silly things, I don't know all of the details of how she got caught, but I know one of the things they did was when she would tell people she was in a certain hospital, this lady that had, she was kind of like, she was on to her. And she was feeling like, this is crap, because, you know, any of us who've experienced losing somebody to cancer for real, like, that is shitty.
Yeah.
That is so shitty.
My mom died of leukemia. That's shitty.
Yeah. Well, she would call the hospital and ask them questions, like, because HIPAA keeps, you know, they couldn't say, yes, we're treating her for cancer. So she'd call and say, what color are your hospital gowns? because the picture she was posting.
Okay.
That's not what the hospital gown looked like.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, you know, they're starting to piece it all together. This woman got all this evidence together and she took it to the police until finally somebody started looking into it, and it just kind of went from there. The FBI got involved because of all this money. Like, you're talking at least $500,000.
That's crazy. That is insane. That is absolutely nuts. Insane.
So it's going to be on Hulu, I believe, and I am so watching it. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to pull this up so I can tell you for sure. That's the podcast. There's a podcast called Scamanda, by the way, that's all about this. And I was trying to find where the series is. January 30th. Okay. Okay. It's going to be on Hulu on January the 30th.
So that's just in a couple days.
Yes. And I'm so excited about it.
I'm going to my daughter's this weekend, so I'll make her watch it.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally thought this was something that you would be...
Yeah, that type of stuff just, like, blows my mind. That people do that in real life.
You know, the audacity, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the craziest part about how it all started. The man that she's married to, like, when she was really, really young, he had a daughter that had... Let's see, I think that she had leukemia or something. There was a daughter involved that had something going on with her. And maybe it was his stepdaughter. I'm not sure. I don't remember for sure. We'll figure that out when
we watch it.
But then he had a daughter. He did have a daughter with this other woman. Anyway, this Amanda Riley girl came in and, like, became part of, like, kind of a fixture in the family, coming in to encourage the little girl.
Okay.
And then the next thing you know, this man is getting a divorce from his wife, and he marries Amanda Riley.
Oh, my He marries her. Word.
And he's there when all this crap is happening. And here's, yep, she shaved her head to make it look like, you know, I mean, some people do that when they know they're going to have chemo and their hair's going to fall out. But guess what else? Your eyebrows fall out. Your eyelashes fall out. That she had perfect little eyebrows, perfect little eyelashes, goodness, taking all these pictures. And you know, he has to be complicit.
There Absolutely, is no it's way gotta he be. Doesn't There's know. No way he didn't know.
And he took that money too. So I don't know if anything has ever come against him or not. But you cannot tell me that man did not. There's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of reminds me of that woman, that was the writer for Grey's Anatomy. She also faked cancer.
Yes, yes.
Now, she didn't go to jail because she did not take money from people like that.
Yeah.
She didn't have... Like, there was GoFundMes and all kinds of stuff. Like, this is ridiculous.
What are people doing? I just... Who thinks of that type of stuff?
It just never occurred to me. I don't know what's wrong with me because I'm fascinated by it, but not because I'm not her fan. I don't approve of what she did.
Yeah.
Mine is like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, my mind is just blown that she did that, got away with it for so long.
Oh, and I feel so sorry for the people.
And all the people that were suckered by her.
Well, she has to pay restitution. But the deal is, the only restitution she has to pay is if it was something sent through the mail, if I understand correctly. So if you gave her, like, a cash donation, she don't have to pay nothing bad. That was a gift.
And what about, like, the GoFundMes and the cash apps? And
I think, I don't know how that works because that's a little different. You know, people can donate anonymously and things like that. So I'm not sure how all that works.
I do know on GoFundMe... whoever creates the GoFundMe, even if you donate anonymously, the creator of the GoFundMe can see who donated.
Okay, well, then she may have to pay restitution for that as well.
Yeah.
Her mother is part of the list of people that she has to pay restitution to.
Oh,
but you can't tell me that her mama didn't know what was going on. Her mama was there. Like, that's crazy. I don't understand this. I say that. You know, some people are really good actors.
Some people are excellent manipulators. I've been around people in my life that have just been excellent manipulators, and they lie and sell it so well. Like, normally, if somebody's lying to me, I'm like, that, no, I can tell.
Sometimes I've got that mama. I can be gullible, though. I can, and I know. Yeah,
sometimes I've got that mama, you know, like, you can tell when your kids are lying to you. Like, I can tell most of the time if somebody's lying to me.
My husband, I'm so glad that I have him, because he has a built-in BS detector. Sometimes I need that.
But yeah.
But I don't know. Some of this, I'm just like, wait a minute. Well,
some of the stuff. Some of the stuff I've been through, I got a BS detector.
Yeah.
Because I used to not. I used to just believe people and take them at face value. And I learned a couple of real hard lessons of you can't do that. And if somebody says something or does something and it gives you a vibe deep down in your tummy tum, they're lying to you.
Yeah, sometimes you just know.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
And, you know, even my face doesn't, I don't have a really good poker face. I don't. Like, if I think you're full of crap, it's probably written on my face.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have this is an ADHD thing with me. I have a hard time maintaining eye contact with people because it makes me feel uncomfortable or whatever. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I've had people like, I don't think you're being truthful because you're not looking me in the eye.
Gotcha.
But I have trouble, like, I catch myself all the time while we're doing this podcast, like, at the last episode we recorded, I would know I was looking off to the side when I was talking, but I just have trouble with eye contact.
Oh, see, working in the public and people come into the store and, you know, I typically try to always be a friendly person anyway. And I catch myself sometimes, like, I think of all these things that I've got to do, and I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at that, and I'll talk to him and stuff, and I'm not looking under, and I'm just like, oh, I chastise myself, that is so rude. You have to look him in the eye. Yeah. But I don't mind, though.
I try. I make an effort, but, I mean, even right now, I'm, like, looking
all around. I'm going to start giving you intense eye contact so that you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're going to give me a seizure or a stroke. Ugh. Mm. Sorry, I had to take a real big drink of my beer on that one.
So, enough of Scamanda, because okay. I don't think that she needs more notoriety.
We have
she has,
many
but
things.
But I think that people need to know about this.
Yes.
But what do you think about these leaked
girl, pieces of the files? I have been down the Martin Luther King Jr. rabbit hole for days.
Really?
Like, I've done nothing else. I mean, I've worked. I've done...
So, how shocked were you whenever you first...
When I first saw it, that shit blew my mind.
Me too.
And I was like, there's no way that this is true. Like, this is not true at all.
No, I was actually thinking, okay, so who AI generated this?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. I thought it was all AI generated, but it's true.
Oh my gosh.
Well, see, here's the thing, is when, like, all the Diddy stuff started coming out, I was like, there's going to be some, well, first of all, when the Epstein stuff happened,
yeah,
I said that there's more to that than what's been, and so many people were, like, fighting so hard to keep it quiet. I'm like, that's a network. There's more to that.
And so some of it is still quiet, and that bothers me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fixing to all come out because as soon as Cash Patel goes through his confirmation hearing, that's getting released, the Epstein stuff, the day he's confirmed.
Like, I might need a day off from work for that one.
Listen, I told my little girl that works for me, Lena, I said, there's going to be some days coming up where I'm just going to have to go home and watch the news, and you're going to have to handle the shop. I don't think I'm going to be able to stand it. But anyway, so that all the Epstein stuff happened, and then all this Diddy stuff happened, and all the arrests and all the stuff with that. And I was like, this is far reaching. Like, this is not something new that's just been going on in the last 15 years.
No, it just kind of made me feel like R. Kelly was small fish compared to these
guys.
Yeah,
and so before there was Diddy, there was R. Kelly, and like, if you start looking back at, like, different little scandals that have happened in the last 60, 75 years. And you go back and look at these little things and how they all kind of tie together here and here and here. Mm-hmm. Listen, I am a conspiracy person.
Tinfoil hats.
I got sucked. Okay, I'm not going to say I got sucked down into the QAnon stuff, but I kind of did.
I watched it. I did.
Well, there used to be a guy on Facebook that would just break it down. So I didn't have to do my own research. I didn't want to do all that. I wanted somebody else to tell me what was going on. And there used to be a guy on Facebook. I can't even think of his name right now. But he would post every day of this, this, this. It means this, this, this. Loved it. Well, then all the censorship meta bullshit. So he quit doing that, and I kind of fell out of.
I watched it. There was that series that was put out.
I did watch. Yeah.
I watched it, and I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I mean, I was drawn into it until it got like to the last couple episodes, and I was like, what?
Yeah, but.
I don't know about that.
But now, knowing what we know now,
Lord,
I may go watch that again, the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember what it's called.
There's one episode that took off of YouTube. You had to go to something different to find.
Yeah, I'll reach out to my conspiracy theory friend. I have one of those. I'm going to ask him if he'll be on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be fun. Huh. I will text him tonight.
And see. For those of you who don't happen to have a tinfoil hat and you're not all for that, it's still entertaining sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure. Because
there's some things that I'm just like, oh, gosh, yeah, I can see how that to be true. And then there's some things I'm just like, okay.
I know, and I've always been that way, too. But, like, all this crazy stuff, the MLK stuff, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
That, like, I always thought he was such a good person. He was killed fighting for what he believed in. All of that stuff. Well, now, I went down a TikTok rabbit hole, and there's so many people are saying that the guy that shot him, like, he was shot, but he was killed at the hospital by the head of neurosurgery, like, smothered with a pillow.
Okay, I did not hear that.
That is a thing that is going around. I don't know. I haven't seen any documentation supporting that, right. But it is a thing that's being talked about a lot.
But so, like, what do you know that, like, from things that we know for sure is true, what do you know, because there may be people that are listening that have not seen the documents that were released yet?
These documents that are being talked about right now, all this stuff that I'm fixing to say, was released in 2017, ma'am, and nobody talked about it.
What?
Yes. 2017, this has been public domain, and it's just now being talked about.
Oh, wow.
So, Martin Luther King Jr. apparently, allegedly, was the original Epstein, Diddy, sex parties, prostitutes, cheating on his wife, having babies with people, paying $50 for shows, and, you know, talking out of one side of his mouth for, I love God, this, that, and the other. And on the other hand, doing debauchery.
I'm going to insert something right here before it goes any further. I had a talk with my husband one night, and I said, you know, I am so glad that we have never been filthy rich.
Yeah.
Or had that kind of fame. Because okay. The temptations that have got to be put on these people, and I'm not saying they all fall into the temptations, but that's something that I've never even had to consider experiencing.
I mean, I would never understand being the amount of wealth that these people have, but Martin Luther King's own family does not want these files released.
Well, because he's thought of now.
Because he's, listen, here's another thing. Let me say this. Rosa Parks had a car. Do you know why she was on that bus that day? It's because a high school girl had done it a few days before, and it didn't get enough attention, and she was high up in the NAACP, and so she said, well, I'll go do it, and I'll make it get the attention that it deserves. Hmm. She had a car. She had no reason to be on that bus.
Well, okay, the deal is she did have a right to sit anywhere on that bus.
She did have a right. I agree with what was done. But she's not even the one. Like, it was done before her. Like,
so the young girl that it happened to is the one that we should be remembering.
Yeah. And nobody, I mean, I saw one person that knew that little girl's name. Hmm. And it's the staging things that I have a problem with. Like, I understand that racism is a very real thing. I have seen it. I know about it. I know that it's real.
Agreed.
But how long has the race baiting been going on?
Yep.
And I think that is morally reprehensible to pit people against other people because of their race.
Absolutely.
It's awful.
I agree 100% with that.
You know, and there was a guy I was watching on TikTok today, and he said he was at a college, and he was asking all these woke college kids, do you think that there should be black only dorms in colleges? He was like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. That's an excellent idea. I think that there should be black only dorms. And he said, so you think that they should be segregated? He said, no, that's not what I said. I think that they should have their own dorms to culturally be with their people that they culturally have in common. He said, okay, so we've got black-only dorms, we've got black-only colleges, we've got black-only graduations at certain colleges, we've got all these things that are only for blacks. What if we turned it around and said, well, this is only for whites? We've got white dorms and black dorms and brown dorms. We've got colleges that are only for white kids and colleges that are only for black kids. It's segregation.
That's taken us back.
That has taken backwards. Us back 100 years or more.
Yeah.
So all of these people that are pushing for, everybody's saying we've got white privilege. It's not that we have white privilege. It's that you have the same privilege, is what I see. Like, these people that are pushing for this and that for black, that's only for black.
Can I just go on ahead and be on the record and say, I hate this.
I hate it.
The discussion even, it makes me uncomfortable because the fact is that...
we can take all this out.
No, I don't think you have to, because it's things that people really do think about. And, you know, and I agree that there are times that people are treated wrong just because of the race that they are.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
That does happen.
And that right there is what we need to focus on and put a stop to that.
Yeah.
But by separating everybody, that's not going to fix the problem.
And here's the other thing, is people that act like thugs should be treated like thugs.
I don't care what color you are.
I don't care what color you are. If you are riding in the street, you deserve to have your ass whooped and arrested. I don't care what color you are. Care what gender?
That is not a peaceful protest, by the way.
That's not peaceful protest. Peaceful protest is standing quietly with your little sign and getting your point across.
So it's looking more and more like he was the original. Diddy dude. Did he do it? Did he not? I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to come out, and I think it's going to,
That's so hurtful, though, if you think about
it. It is.
It is so hurtful to so many people that have used him as their inspiration.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I've seen. I'm on the black side of TikTok, and I'm having the time of my life. They are teaching me all about hair. I'm learning all these things. It's great. They are so pissed at their own culture for keeping the lie going. It's generational that this has been going on, and these black people have been teaching their children that all these things, and none of it's true. It's all awful. Yeah. Their minds are blown.
Well, let's talk about other things besides that blowing minds. The JFK files.
Oh my God.
The only thing that I have really, because I didn't have time to go down anywhere.
See, I haven't done a bunch of stuff with the JFK stuff.
The only thing that I did see was about how our own country was planning on, basically, that's a terroristic attack on our own country.
Mm-hmm.
And in the whole purpose of it was to make it look like Cuba was guilty of it so that we could go to war with Cuba.
Okay. And in the same,
holy cow, insanity. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Because how many people came out and spoke out against the 9/11 attacks?
And I'm going to be the first one to tell you that every time somebody would say something about it, that's when I would say, these fools over here wearing their tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, wait a minute.
It could have been, because it had happened, it almost happened before.
And, okay, so something that I learned in, you know, whenever I was in college was, you know, George Bush Sr.'s involvement with the CIA during the time period that JFK was killed.
Yeah.
And it was George W. Bush, who was our president at the time that 9/11 happened.
You and I briefly talked about this before we started the podcast. I mean, before we got here to record. And we both had just had to stop and go like, we got to save it for the podcast.
Yep.
But I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican all my life, conservative. I call myself a liberal conservative because there are certain things where I'm like, But I've never liked any of the Bushes. I've never liked any of them.
I did. I did. He was the governor of Texas, George W.
I didn't like him when he was governor.
I did. I loved him. I was supportive whenever he ran for president.
Let me think. Was I old enough to vote when he was in? I don't remember. What year was he president?
Let's see. I know that George Bush Sr. was elected in 88, I believe.
I wasn't old enough to vote for the first George.
Well, see, when he ran for his second term, I didn't vote for him. I voted for Ross Perot.
Oh, see, I would have... Let me look up the years, because... Hang on. Pause. Who was between George and... Who was after George H.W.?
That would have been Clinton.
Clinton. Okay.
He was 43. January of 2001 till 2009.
Who?
George W.
Okay, so I would have voted for him. Okay, so probably the first presidential election that I voted in would have been George W. And I did vote for him, but I did not like him. And I didn't like him as a person, and I think all the Bushes have just got something dead behind their eyes. They're just not...
See, I didn't see it that way. He has a twinkle in his eye. He does.
He's got beady little eyes. And I don't think he's very smart. He said some really stupid things. And when I got into all of my conspiracy theory stuff back then, all the stuff that came out about, you know, all that, they all went to Harvard. And there's some fraternity called Skull and Bones, and they do all these rituals with blood and bones and skulls, and it's just icky. It gives me the ick. It gives me the ick. It's like, you know, 500 years ago, those people would have been executed for witchcraft or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird shit. Like, don't be a weird shit. But everybody...
See, I did not know any of those things about him. And yeah. I do remember with him being... The speech that he gave whenever the... I'm quoting, quotation marks here, terrorist attacks of 9/11. Listen, I don't know if I want to believe that it was real or not. I don't know what I want to believe.
This is my takeaway from it.
He was so inspirational, that speech he gave. He made me so proud to be an American.
But the longer that went on and there were no weapons of mass destruction, like, he inspired the American people. They've attacked us. They've attacked us. We've got to go to war. We've got to do all this thing. And he gave that great inspirational speech. And then that war drug on for years and accomplished nothing.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It accomplished nothing, and there were no weapons of mass destruction ever found. It was a waste of time, and how many people died?
Yeah.
American citizens, how many? Your husband was in Desert Storm.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, that is a whole different world over there in the Middle East. And there are things...
Which, by the way, that was not something that we started, but I don't know if that's something we ever should have been a part of.
Like, how many wars has the United States been involved in that we had no business in? How many? And how many of them were started by politicians or the CIA or the FBI?
And, you know, and it's not just going there and the lives that are lost, the lives that are so intricately changed. You know, so many of our military, the post-traumatic stress disorder they have, the depression, the suicides, you know, like with my husband's generation, which is my generation, that the Desert Storm Syndrome, they called it. You know, he has that.
My dad is a Vietnam vet. I didn't have a fun time growing up. It was not a good time to grow up in a house where somebody has severe PTSD.
And that's another war that you can say what was accomplished.
Yeah, what was accomplished there? Nothing. Really. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we can say we won, but what did we win? And then all the people that came back from Vietnam were treated like shit.
Yeah, they were.
They were treated horribly by the American government and by the American people. They were spit at, beat up. How many Vietnam veterans are in this country that are homeless? Their government sent them to war. They came back with no legs, no arms, fucked up in the head, and they are living in the street because they cannot, because they can't function. The government doesn't care about them. There's no aid for them. And they're homeless. How many veterans every year commit suicide because they can't get the help they need? So this government that's always chomping at the bit to go to war to prove some big worldwide point, and then they don't take care of the people when they come back.
Well, sometimes you can look at it and say they're not taking care of the people that are here. Period.
There is absolutely no reason in this country, in the day and age that we live in, to have a homeless population. There should be something.
Now, we have seen, even in our small little town, some that are homeless that choose that's what they want to be.
And that's cool. That's
they
fine.
Choose if that, you can, but. Like, there's a lot of people out there that is not the situation that they wish to be in.
No. There's no help for the people that want to be helped. The people that don't want to be homeless, that are homeless out of necessity, they have to be, their financial situation, like, whatever. There's no help for people that want to be helped. Now, the people that don't want to be helped, drug addicts, whatever, like, that's not what I want to talk about. That's San Francisco's problem, to be perfectly clear. But
Some of them are here because one of the little homeless ladies that we had here, she was from California.
Well, she should go back there.
Well, she's not here anymore. I don't know exactly where she's at, but she was here for quite a while.
Yeah.
And every time somebody would say, you know, something about, like, if somebody would say the word homeless to her, she'd say, "I am not homeless. I have a home." And she'd point to the dang gazebo in the park.
Oh, God.
That was her home? No.
That is... Okay. I think mental institutions, the way that they were done back in the day, is wrong. But when they did away with people that are mentally unwell to go to, is when the homeless population, like, I remember Geraldo Rivera doing that big expose on that mental institution. It was horrible the way those people were treated.
Yeah.
But there used to be institutions for people to go to, and it all got shut down because people were abusing their power and doing awful, horrible experiments on mentally ill people. But there should be a way to help people that want to be helped. And right. It's damn sure not through an insurance company.
No. No.
I mean, I've said it on this podcast before. Murder is wrong. I don't think that was handled in a good way, the CEO of United Healthcare. But as somebody who was absolutely victimized by United Healthcare, I understand the sentiment.
Right.
I had United Healthcare Gold plan. I was paying almost $1,000 a month for good insurance. When I broke my knee, shattered my kneecap, I had to wait 2 weeks to find a surgeon that would take my insurance, to find a hospital that would take my insurance. I have a cousin that's an orthopedic surgeon that would have done my surgery for free, and my insurance would just have to cover the hospital. No hospital in Tyler, Texas would take my insurance. Not one hospital. None.
See, that's insane to me.
And it took him getting involved at Longview Regional to find me somebody that would do the surgery. And even after all of that, it still cost me like $8,000 to $10,000. So what am I paying for insurance for? Because it didn't cover shit.
No, I think that we do have a problem in our country with our health care. We definitely have a problem. Forcing people and penalizing people to have insurance and being forced to pay these ridiculous prices for it and stuff.
Okay, but in the same...
That did not fix anything is what I was going to say.
No, but in the same sentence, I don't think there should be free health care for all.
No.
Because look at how broken Canada is.
No, but like insurance rates. Okay, I have a friend. This is not health care, but I have a friend that 6 months ago, her car insurance premium went up. Everybody's is going up.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? 6 months later, her premium went up again.
Yeah.
How? Why? This is ridiculous. And the deal with insurance is, especially like auto insurance, home insurance, you're kind of gambling whether or not you're ever even going to use it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you never need to use
your insurance. You pay that shit year after year after year, especially home insurance. And then something happens to your house and you don't get any money back. I mean, you should at least get the money back you've paid for the last 30 years.
You'd think.
You would think, but no. And where does that money go? What does that money pay for?
Yeah.
There are so many broken, wrong things.
Now, I know natural disasters has had a part in Texas for our insurance premiums going up.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what Donald Trump has done. He sent the military overnight to turn on the water in California.
To turn on the water?
To turn on the water. The water that is flowing from Canada down through the northern states into California. And then, oh, God, we've got to protect these stupid fucking fish. So then they run it out into the ocean. And so there's no water to put out the fucking fires that are burning everything down in Southern California. There's no water for the farmers. There's no water in California. They've always got this horrible, horrible drought. It's so bad there. So Trump went, sent the military, and turned on the water. Guess where there's water now? Mm. In California. Sorry, I had to...
See, there's these are reservoirs. Things that make you say, why? Why? What is the purpose of all this?
A conservationist?
Now, I did hear a lot of people saying that it was some of the people involved with Diddy hoping that any of the evidence would be destroyed. I don't know if that's
true. Oh, I did hear that. And I know for a fact that there were people starting fires.
Oh, yeah. That was
like,
on the news, too.
There were people saying, like, there was a fire started in front of Jay-Z and Beyonce's house burned down.
somebody reported that there was people setting fires in that neighborhood. And who was the last person that was listed on the Diddy shit? Jay-Z and Beyonce. Which I'll probably have to beep out those names so I don't get smurdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Beyonce.
What a world we live in right now.
It's
crazy.
It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane.
Well, the whole deal is if... Okay, because I know the complete files have not been released yet. And those are happening when? It's going to be soon. I know that.
He said when he signed it, there is to be, within 45 days, a release plan. At the end of 45 days, they're supposed to have a plan of what... It's all getting released. The JFK, the MLK, and the RFK stuff. All of that is going to be released for sure. There's to be a plan within 45 days, and that they may come up with it before the end of 45 days. But for sure, at the end of 45 days, there will be a plan, and there will be a date released when it's coming out.
Okay.
So, that's my understanding.
But that is like some tides are there. I don't see how it's possible for some tides not to turn around here.
There's so much shit that's fixing to come out.
People wonder why there's a whole group of people that wear tinfoil hats and don't trust the government. Well, you know.
It is mind-boggling. Just the shit that I've learned in the last 7 days. Do you know that the U.S. government was paying like $1.7 million a year to count the fucking squirrels in the forest?
I saw the one about, and I don't know how many millions it was, that was designated for doorknobs.
The doorknobs? What?
The study of the preservation of doorknobs.
The fuck?
It just seems unrealistic that this is true.
But it's true.
It's
Google.
It's crazy. I know I've looked at it. It's crazy.
It just blows. I've said fuck so many times in this episode.
But okay,
my God.
We're taxpayers. That's our money. That is our money.
Okay, so... My cousin Denny. Hi, Denny. He loves it when we mention him.
Hi, Denny.
So he explained it to me, like, it's called the pork. Like, all these bills that get introduced that's like, hey, rape is wrong. Let's make a bill about it. And so Republicans will be like, hey, this is wrong. Rape. Let's make a bill about it. And so the Democrats will go, okay, well, we'll support your bill if you'll do this for us. And then the Republicans have to come back and say, okay, we'll support you in that, but you have to do that. And so what should be a one-page bill about how rape is wrong turns into a 47-page dossier on favors back and forth for their different interest groups.
Wrong.
And
it
it's
is wrong.
Pork.
It is so wrong.
And it's wrong.
So wrong.
And I think the American people are finally waking up and realizing the bullshit they've been fed all their lives is bullshit.
This is crazy to me.
I think that this is what our podcast should turn into. Just this, all the time.
No. No. I like random things. I hope y'all like random things too. Plus, it gets your blood pressure up. Oh,
my blood pressure is probably... I probably need to take an extra pill. Fuck.
Hey, so our friends that are from the UK, that, you know...
I never did hear back from the guy after we did the episode, so I don't know.
You know what? Y'all send us an email and tell us what you think about all this mess. Well, this has got to be crazy to the rest of the world.
Did you see during the TikTok ban... All the people that were going on TikTok and making fun of Americans,
yes.
Now that all the stupid Americans are gone, we're the laughingstock of the fucking whole entire world. Other countries that we send money to are laughing at us because we're all fucking dumb.
Yep.
Our government is so fucking stupid and has done stupid shit for how many years? Ask a Democrat. Ask anybody, what party freed the slaves? What party was the KKK? You know what people are going to say?
The Republicans
did the KKK, and the slaves were freed by the Democrats. Guess what?
Wrong.
Wrong. Opposite.
Wrong.
Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, and the Democratic Party started the KKK and hung people and lynched people and burned their houses down and burnt crosses and did all that shit. But now they want to delete history and say that that never, they didn't do that.
What do you call that? The Mandel?
No, that's just fucking brainwashing.
I know that's brainwashing.
The Mandela effect?
Yeah.
That was because, I don't know if you remember this. I remember Nelson Mandela dying when I was a kid. I remember it being on the news. I remember that he died in prison when I was a kid.
I remember him being released.
See, you're on a whole different plane than I'm in because I remember him dying in prison. And when he was released later on, I was like, that fucker's been dead for 20 years. What is this bullshit? So that's where the Mandela effect started. And there's so many things like Fruit of the Looms used to have a cornucopia.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. No, it didn't. Never. No, it never had a cornucopia ever.
Are you sure?
According to Fruit of the Loom, there was never a cornucopia. There's a lady on TikTok that found, like, at a thrift store, a t-shirt from, like, the 70s or the 80s or something, and there's a fucking cornucopia on it, on the tag. But according to Fruit of the Loom, there was never a cornucopia, ever.
Okay, so you're blowing my mind right now because I remember that there was.
There was. I believe, I remember that there was. And it's like certain people, like the whole, like, Nelson Mandela for you and Nelson Mandela for me are completely different. But, like, the Fruit of the Loom thing, we're the same on. There's so much bullshit with the Mandela effect. It's fucking crazy.
Huh.
We could talk for another 2 hours about just that. Maybe we'll do an episode on Mandela effects. Because it's wild once you, like, start getting into we're different gonna have
to
things.
Well, what we should do, like, a question to each other. What do you remember this?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. Yeah, this has kind of just been a mishmash of...
Sandy still swears that chartreuse used to be pink.
I swear to God it was. It was like a fuchsia-y, like, purpley pink. I've argued about this. I remember in high school arguing... It was on Sesame Street! I remember it.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we'll do Mandela effects next. Yeah, that's oh god. I can go on for days about some of this shit, but yeah, this has just been kind of a mishmash. We haven't seen each other and we had to talk
but
about
all the
things. But
there's so much current stuff going on. And here's another. You brought up Gypsy Rose. So I finally watched the first season of her after release.
I'm not watching that.
I did. And I have to tell you, that dude, listen, I don't care if he's listening to this. That dude that she married.
He gave me the ick.
He was a predator. Am I wrong?
No, he gave me the ick.
Like, he went into that knowing that she was going to have some kind of fame, and I'm just curious.
And he, like, the first thing that when she said something, he was like, well, what about the money? And she got mad.
Oh, because she wanted to delete all her social media.
And he was like, what about the money? What about the money? And she was like, is that all you care?
He said that was income is what he said.
Yeah.
Something like that was income. Her mental health is way more important than that income.
I mean, I don't like the situation that she's made for herself, but since she's had the baby, she's not been on social media. I think she was oversharing and
doing too much. Like, look, when we went through our adolescent years, there was no social media, but we were able to, even though, yes, I had to grow up super fast.
Okay. Yeah.
But we still grew up. We went through things that taught us how to start making
She had a fucked
decisions.
Up life.
She had been, by the time she left the home after what happened with her mom, she was still a child because even though she was legally an adult, her mother was telling her that she was still a child. She was still being treated as a child. She was never allowed to make adult decisions or start learning how to do that. And so, like, she went from her mother's home to prison.
Yeah. Okay.
So she still has never been in a situation to start making choices for herself.
Yeah.
So to and then she came out of married to this guy.
And she came out of prison married to this guy.
I honestly wondered. The first thing I said to my daughters was, I bet that he's the one that instigated her getting on the social media.
Yeah.
Because he knew she would be famous.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of ick going on with that. That guy just gave me the ick.
Ugh.
Just ick. And like when people started talking about how much he looked like Dee Dee and did like the side by side pictures of them. And I was like, oh, all of this is just icky, icky, yeah. icky. But I'm glad that she has, I think, settled down now. Like she's.
Yeah, I wish the best for her. I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I do too. I was like, oh my God, this, you know, I've
got. I cannot imagine, you know, the hell that she lived through. I don't even want to imagine the hell she lived
no.
through.
And, you know, the people were saying like, well, she was in on it because. You know, I'm like, it doesn't matter, but she went through hell regardless.
There's no way she doesn't still have PTSD.
Oh, she's got to. She's got to. And I think when she got out of prison, she had the wrong people in her ear telling her wrong things to do. And I think she did a lot of questionable things, but I think she also didn't have people around her telling her, hey, maybe don't do that. That's yucky. Don't do that.
Well, I think that people were probably afraid. The people who love her that were close to her, like her dad or her stepmom, what she calls mom.
Yeah.
I think that they probably did not want to just throw down the gauntlet and say, this is wrong, don't do it. Because they didn't want her to feel backed in that corner like she always was. Like she was that way at home with her mom.
Well,
and in prison.
I think she did a lot of things that were really cringy, but I mean... I think she needed to go through some things.
She
like,
did.
And she, I think she's come out better for it.
And I'm so glad she got away from that guy.
Oh,
I'm so glad she got away from him.
He's icky. But,
as soon as I started watching, I was immediately like, I don't know about this. You know, and my girls have kind of already kept me updated. So I knew. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up because, God, that was just, ugh.
Well, you know, she's been quiet, and she said she was not going to share the baby on social media, so I haven't heard about
her.
Yeah, I haven't heard about any crazy shit, so maybe she just got out of prison and had to do some wild shit real quick and get it out of her system. Now she's in a good place. I hope she's in a good place.
Me too.
I think she went through some bad shit. But I think she's got people around her now that can give her some good PR advice.
For sure. And there's a lot of people out there that still, and I know, like, I cannot imagine, like, even wanting to get on social media just because there are people that are going to be, there are people that are just going to be rude and jerks and judgmental.
Yeah.
And say things just to bait. And I don't think she needed that.
She got a tattoo somewhere. She got a tattoo or something on her back that people were trying to say, like, lined up with her mother's stab wounds and stuff. Like, people are reaching, like, really far.
Reaching.
Like, leave the poor girl alone. Like, yeah, she made some bad decisions. She got out of prison and kind of wilded out for a little bit. But, my God, I mean...
How many people's first tattoo was on their back? Whether it's a tramp stamp or, you know, like my very first tattoo was on my shoulder on my back. So
my first tattoo was a tramp stamp that is entirely too high and a tribal and looks like horse shit.
You need to get that redone.
I need to make an appointment with Billy. I need to make an appointment with Billy. He said he could, I don't know what he would do, but he said I can probably do something with that.
Yeah.
It's a tribal with daisies.
I have a little bit of tribal.
Yeah. It was the thing in like 1999, 1998.
My first one was a tribal style butterfly.
Mm.
But the wings are open and it has the American flag in the wings of the butterfly.
Oh, that's cool. I've not seen this tattoo.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, like 3 inches.
I need
across,
a new tattoo so bad.
Maybe an inch and a half long, so the butterfly's really thin.
Yeah.
But wide. But, see, listen, it looks dumb now because it's this little butterfly on this side, and this side, on my right side, I've got a big, big, huge tattoo, so I need to even it out. So
oh, yeah.
I need some ink therapy, was what I'm saying. I need a Texas butterfly, is what I
need. I need ink therapy horribly bad. I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't even care. I would almost walk into a tattoo place right now and just go, surprise me. You know what? Just surprise
and
me.
And I still want a cupcake on my ass.
Oh, you do need a cupcake on your ass.
My nickname is Cupcake, by the way, in case y'all didn't know
I'll that. Tell you about a tattoo my daughter has off air. She said she was going to have it removed. I was like, please don't. That's so cute. But, well, girl, you want to wrap this up for tonight?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
I need a cigarette after all this.
Well, y'all, tell us what you think about these things. Like, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm all knowledgeable at all these things, because I'm not. But I'm going to pretend that I am, and I'm going to talk about it anyway, because that's how you learn.
Yeah. I mean, we're not experts in any of this, and we're just calling shit as we see it, so.
But that's okay.
Yeah, but do reach out. We love getting emails.
We'd love to hear from you, and if you have any weird things that you remember being different when you were
yeah,
younger.
Send us some Mandela effects. We might do that for like the next episode.
Cause that is very like strange.
It's wild. We'll go down the rabbit hole of Mandela effects, and we'll do that next.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, you can find us on Facebook. There's some issues with our Facebook where you can't share stuff from there. So we're going to get that figured out. But you can still go to look at our Facebook and write comments.
And you can send us messages through there as well.
Yeah, you can send messages.
Our email is werelittlebitdead@gmail.com. That's werelittlebitdead.
@gmail. So, yeah, reach out. Send us some Mandela effects. Send us an email. Tell us something good. We got some fun stuff coming up. So, all right. Well, talk to you all next week.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.